Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, all one. With that said, I want to introduce our guest after I give you her bio and her website. Kat is primarily doing spiritual coaching these days, though she is a medium, clairvoyant medium, who was born in Scotland. She is a spiritual teacher and mentor. She's also a public speaker and singer, writer, and she's a mom of four. Kat hails from Australia but was born in Scotland. She moved to Australia when she was four. As a young child, she became aware of having some spiritual knowledge and began to have her first spiritual experiences at age five. When she was 16, she bought her first deck of tarot cards and started to read for her friends. At age 24, she began to read professionally. And I won't tell you how old she is, but she's helped thousands of people. She's a qualified life coach, and she's able to mix her spiritual knowledge and abilities with her life coaching knowledge to give you a compassionate, informative, thought-provoking, and guided experience which can be very helpful to assist you in your life direction. She specializes in helping you in your life direction and can see the potential in you even if you can't. Her life's purpose is to honor life, encourage success, and that's the life in you and the success that's yours for the taking. She's a guidance-style reader, which means she facilitates messages of support, guidance, and wisdom from spirit to you. Predictions may form a part of the reading process. However, they are not the sole focus. Now, I've talked to a few of you. We have nine callers on the line, and all of you will have a chance to make a comment or ask a question after we've finished the dialogue portion of the show. Kat is just going to give one reading tonight, and the caller is going to be selected at random. We're going to do this a little differently tonight to give everybody a chance. And we have up to 10 callers now. Not sure if we'll be able to get to you, but we're going to go for an hour and a half tonight, folks. And Kat's website is, I have it right here in front of me. I should remember it. It's katedwardsclairvoyant.com. Let me help you with the words. Kat is spelled like the animal, C-A-T, Edwards with an S, clairvoyant, C-L-A-I-R-V-O-Y-A-N-T, katedwardsclairvoyant.com. And Kat, when we get off the phone, would you remind me to add that to your bio so that it's available to people when they check who is on for the evening? So let me introduce Kat to you folks. She's on the show a few times a year, and she is just a beautiful person, wonderful friend, and I'm so honored to have her. Kat, how are you?
Oh, hi, David. I'm really great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great, too. It's a pleasure. Life it can be a roller coaster at times, and I went down the roller coaster, but I'm on the upside again, and I think I'm going to plateau for a while, so that will be nice.
Oh, that's good. Plateau is good sometimes. It gives you a bit of a rest.
Absolutely.
What's life without a bit of adventure?
We all need it. I really liken life to more like mountain climbing, because we never quite reach the top while we're in the body, but if we keep climbing, we know we will get there eventually, and then we'll discover that the top's not even the limit.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's just the next level.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
I told the...
want to go to.
No, you finish, please.
Oh, I was just going to say that. You know, the world, the universe is so expansive. Your brain isn't big enough to have the capacity of knowledge that's out there.
No.
You know, how many levels do you want to go up?
Well,
that's why we have so many lifetimes.
In this life, I've got a birthday coming up in 10 days, folks, hint, hint. at any rate, I'm approaching the end of my youth, according to a recent indicator of the stages of our life, and youth now goes to age 64, middle age 65 to 75, if you can believe it, senior to 90 and elderly 90. I like that idea very much. I'm going to make the most of my last year of youth.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Get out there. Run amok.
Right, right.
Skydiving. Head to New Zealand.
Oh, yeah.
A whole lot of fantasy.
Oh, yeah, there's so many things to do.
Bungee jumping, it's crazy stuff.
And there's so much wisdom
to
be obtained. And, you know, I think that one of the first pieces of wisdom that came to me was that I was quite a know-it-all when I was younger, and I've come to see that I know very little other than simple truths, and I'm gaining more wisdom as I go along, which doesn't always happen, but it's the icing on the cake.
No, I think simple truths are good. You know, they're a good foundation.
Absolutely.
If people don't have a common sense and simple truths, and they're not able to base their thinking on facts, then they're easily led.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't discount simple truth at all. I think that it's a really important aspect of your mind setup. You know, and we all need to be in a place where we can count on our simple truths. I think they're very important. And people forget them.
Yes, they do.
Wound up, or you can get, you know, you can get swept away. And often also when people are upset, they're sad, they're lonely, they're depressed, they can forget those simple truths. And it boils back down to the basic good. And we really need to be, you know, we can focus on all our intellect and all our wisdom, but if we're not thinking about the basic good, we're not really seeing things for what they are. And I think that's it's really important. So don't discount anything, especially those simple truths.
Well, you know what you were saying about sometimes forgetting those, I think that points up the fact that we need one another. No man, no person, no woman is an island, and we're in this life to be of service to another, and sometimes that involves just reminding another of truths that they may have forgotten, or to teach them wisdom so that they don't have to go through the school of hard knocks but learn from somebody else's experience.
Yes, absolutely. And if they're willing to be open to hearing the wisdom and taking it in and then taking it on, as long as they're thinking clearly and for themselves. So I always tell people, hear what someone else has to say, think, listen to your heart, does it sit well with you? Do you have questions? Does it match up with the facts? If so, then go forward.
Right.
You know, but those wisdoms that we share with each other can save us so much pain.
Oh, God, yes.
So much pain.
Well, you know, you used a couple of words that I like very much. One was think and one was heart. And when I was at rehab 31 years ago and got my Alcoholics Anonymous big book, it was inscribed by all the people I'd gone through rehab with. And this one fellow said, think with your heart. And I thought, how profound. That was an epiphany to me. And I titled one of my unpublished books mm-hmm. with that very expression. So, Kat.
And it's important too, isn't it?
Very. Very. I mean, we need to use our heart is a great place to start, but we always need to check things out with our head or our gut to make sure that we don't get ourselves into sticky situations. That's my belief.
Yeah.
Well, before we get going on the topic, I'd like to ask you what's new and exciting in your world, if you have any messages for people that you'd like to put out there, any of your upcoming events, any specials you might be running. Those would be things that we'd like to hear about, a little bit of housekeeping before we begin tonight's discussion.
Okay. Well, I'm the end of February, I'm starting a 4-week course. It's called Intuitive Numerology. And I am offering it to be streamed live online so that anyone can join the classroom. And that would be over Zoom. And that goes, as I said, for 4 weeks. It's on Brisbane time, 10 a.m. on a Saturday, which is approximately 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Northern America, on a Friday evening.
Right on the head for standard.
Woohoo, my time conversion's better. so that goes into working with numerology. I've been working with numerology all my career, and it is an amazing tool. It's a fantastic tool. It's a tool that's great to use. If you're having a bad day and you're a professional reader and you're like, oh, I can't energetically get into this, use numerology. It will open the door. You'll get in. You'll forget about your issues. You'll be absorbed in the numbers. Bang, you're straight into the reading. If you're a amateur spiritual practitioner, numerology is a whole lot of fun. It helps you to understand where you're at. It helps you to understand where other people are at. It helps you to overcome things because you're able to have that level of understanding. And then you teaming it with your intuition means that when you're out and about, you can get messages from the universe because the universe has the language of mathematics. And we all know that. The universe translates mathematics into music. And between mathematics and music, we can totally communicate on an intellectual level with nothing else, with the universe at large, with the out looking in and the in looking out. So there is no way that working with numbers is anything but fun and useful and purposeful. And if you don't do it with me, do it with somebody else, but go ahead and learn numerology. It's a fantastic tool. So I'll be offering that. It's starting, I think it will be the 22nd in North America of February because it's the Saturday the 23rd of February in Australia, in Brisbane. And, you can contact me on my email or via Facebook Messenger to book with that. Somebody has emailed me. I need to sit down and respond to her. She said that she can't attend every session via internet because she works. And that's cool because Zoom allows you to record. So you can still have access to the sessions if you can't get to every single one because I'll be recording them and then I can shoot them off to you that way as well. So, I'm really excited about it. We'll be going into the basics about numerology. We'll be building your numerological profile. We'll be looking at how the universe communicates with us using numerology, and we'll also be looking at how we can use it to help others. by doing readings using the numerology.
Good.
So contact me for that. The cost is $200 Australian. It's $50 a class, and you do a $50 deposit, and then you can do a payment plan, and that works out cheaper with using the U.S. dollar.
Yeah, and using the U.S. dollar, they're 0.72 U.S. dollars to an Australian dollar. So, for instance, her readings and life coaching one-hour sessions are the same, and they work out to less than $100. She puts them up at $120. They're very reasonable readings. Please check out her website, KatEdwardsClairvoyant.com. And I should let you know that for life coaching, she will give a free introductory consult to the tune of 15 minutes. So I encourage you to take advantage of that. It doesn't cost a lot to contact Australia, but she's also available through Facebook and Skype, I believe.
Yes, so communication can be free. You don't have to use telephone. Now, some people do prefer it, but if you communicate with me over the internet, then it's free to communicate with me. And I'm more than happy to do that. I've got webcam, we can chat.
Great. I have a couple pieces of housekeeping here. I'm going to let you know the next two guests that are coming up, and then I'm going to let you know about a special group that I'm forming that anybody can participate in. I'll tell you about that first. I'm really excited about it. It was inspired by a caller, and I used a format. I'm using a format that I used for interpersonal exchange where people met in a group. We're going to do this via telephone using the studio. Just like you would call in tonight, you would call into this program, which is called Free Spirits Healing Circle. It's going to be Sunday afternoons at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And amongst other quote-unquote ordinary folks, I have some quote-unquote special folks that will be with us each week or when they can. One of them is Leo Bonomo, who is an amazing clairvoyant medium. It would not be a time that's convenient for Kat to join us, but Bob Lancer, the healer, will be joining us. Gene Salch, the healer, will be joining us. And the way it's going to work is we'll start off with a meditation that's given by me or one of the professionals that's on the show. Then the first two callers will raise two topics, and everybody will get a chance to talk on the topics. And you can check it out, a description of the show. Just look under authordavidclark.com, and it has to say blogtalkradio.com. I screwed it up. blogtalkradio.com/authordavidclark, spelled with an E, and that will bring up all of my upcoming shows. Next week, Mary Blake, who's a phenomenal psychic, but she prefers to think of herself as a healer. She will be on the show, and we will be discussing detaching with love versus attachments. Dean Salch will be on February 1st. She's an amazing healer from Vermont, and we hope to get testimony from a caller that said that things that she'd said what happened for her did happen. So that's February 1st. The Free Spirits Healing Circle starts this Sunday, the 20th, and will go every week that I'm available at the same time. And I don't remember what the other thing was that I was going to say, so we'll let it go and get on with the talk for tonight. And the topic of the talk is using inspiration to find your personal power. And Kat doesn't accept this, but I do. She's a spiritual master. She may be a life coach, but she has so many spiritual gifts, folks, that she is indeed a master. And so I'm sorry if I'm embarrassing you, Kat. No, I'm not. But, Kat, let's start off by talking about what inspiration is. It may mean different things to different people. And, by the way, for the folks that have tuned in, Kat is going to do one reading only tonight at the end of the show. The caller will be picked at random, so it doesn't matter if you called in late. But, Kat, I'm going to give you a couple of area codes because she likes numbers. And so I'm going to give you the additional area codes that I have, and we'll stop at this because we've got 12 callers now. And so it will be one of the first 12 callers. I have area code 515-770-219-216-203-802. So one of you will be picked by Kat at random and can receive a 10-minute reading, Kat? Kat, are you still with me? Okay. We've had a problem. Let's see. Kat, phone dropped out, she says on Facebook. I'm going to play a song for you. It's one of my favorites. Some of you may be getting tired of it, and some of you may just love to hear it every time. It's by a New Thought singer by the name of Jennifer Farron, and it's called Throw It All Away, and I'll call Kat. And I have Kat back on the line. That was a snippet from the song by Jennifer Farron. She's a Unity musical director. She is a composer and a singer, and I think you'll agree with me. What a wonderful idea it is to throw all the crazy, the stupid away and just embrace love and light. So that was Jennifer Farron, F-E-R-R-E-N. You can Google her. And, Kat, I was saying that if you're open to it, we'll do a 10-minute reading at the end of the show.
Okay, well, let's see who that will be at the end of the show. Let that be the random thing.
Sounds good. So the question I had asked you when you disappeared was, can you define what inspiration means to you? How it can come to us, and then we'll talk about how we can work with it.
Okay, so inspiration to me is a suspended moment of wonder. It's a moment in time that seems to stand still, and in that moment, a rush of ideas and color and creativity all sort of collide into the mind, and a beautiful vision appears before the person who experiences it. And then the will kicks in, the will to do, to enact, to create, and to go on purpose with the inspiration so that it becomes physical reality. So inspiration to me is the rush of idea, wisdom, creativity, and magic that all connect together into a beautiful cauldron of light and understanding, which then translates into a physical reality. You can have inspiration over anything. You know, the person who learned who worked it out how to have a sewage system flushing toilets, they got inspiration. The person who learned how to darn socks, whoever first started darning socks, that was inspiration. Inspiration is an amazing thing. It can come with anything, and there is not one thing in this world that does not come through inspiration, because when we are inspired, we create, and you can intellectualize all you like. Creativity is what makes things happen in the physical reality.
Well, I couldn't agree more.
I think we forget that. I think that...
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that people, especially this corporate mindset, it's all about intellect. It's all about logic and reason, and frowning upon anyone who's organic and anyone who has anything creative, any creative sense. We want to take funding away from the arts. We don't want to encourage anyone. What they actually don't want to encourage is free thinking. And what inspiration does is it allows you to think outside of the box. It allows you to think freely, and it allows you to go into a state of flow. And that's when basically, you know, the cap's off. The cap's off at the top and at the bottom, and the energy from the universe is flowing through you. Nature, which is the perfect expression of the universe, is flowing through you. You're in touch with perfect nature of you, and you're in touch with the perfect nature outside of you. Now, that's a threatening thing to somebody who really wants to make us all, you know, beige. So the more inspired you are, the freer you are. And I encourage freedom. I encourage freedom on all levels. Freedom of thought on all levels is very, very powerful and very, very important for people, especially in this day and age.
Well, I was thinking, and you answered the question about using inspiration to set an intention, or that it naturally just leads you to the desires of your heart, which... My feeling, and I'd like to hear what your opinion is on this, my feeling is that when an inspiration or desire comes from the heart, and inspirations generally do apply to the heart if they're true inspirations, when you have a desire of the heart, that's something that's going to get the universe's attention. And they're going to recognize that it's a need of yours as well as a want. Whereas when things come from your head, ego-based, perhaps selfish, who knows, but not sincere, those things don't manifest. And the other thing is that we don't necessarily get things what we want when we want them, but we will get them. And, you know, it happens in God's time, not ours. And so I think it's important to keep the faith and hold the knowing that all is well, and all that happens is meant to be, and it's all for your greater good. What do you think, Kat?
I agree with you. However, I do feel that we need to have the thinking coming from the head, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
So when we look at every human being, we have the masculine and the feminine, and the masculine is the will. It's the drive to create things in the physical. In the tarot cards, it's the magus. It's the person who has all the things to create a reality. And that's your willpower.
Mm-hmm.
That's very, very important to have that will. And with that will comes that reason thinking, comes that factual-based thinking, comes that logic-based thinking.
Right.
However, we also need the feminine. We need the heart-based stuff. We need the stuff that's emotional, that's intuitive, that's creative, that's organic. If we just stay in the feminine and in that state, we can manifest it, but it's harder because we're not attaching will. When we bring our emotional, creative, intuitive aspects in alignment with our masculine willpower, then we are in a state of really powerfully manifesting what we want. And you know that state because people say it all fell into place and I'm acting really quickly on things. Everything's flowing really fast. I get this idea and then I do it. You know, if you went and you found somebody who was an inventor who's in their backyard shed getting really excited, you know, burning the candle at both ends, driving their partner crazy because they're never up there having dinner. These people are in a state of bringing their feminine, creative, intuitive aspect in there with their emotions.
Kat, are you still there? I'll be looking to Facebook. We may have to play the rest of Jennifer Farron's song and contact Kat. She's typing to me on Facebook right now. Okay, let's go back to Jennifer Farron, and if need be, we'll go to others. But this will give you a chance to adjust some of the things Kat has been saying, and hopefully you are writing down any questions or comments that you want to make. I think I can get to most of you tonight in sequential order for comments and questions, and then the reading will be picked from among you at random. Hold on. Jennifer Farron, throw it all away. Starting from the beginning. So, Kat, just a quick question, and then let's return to where we were. What have you thrown away in your lifetime?
Physically thrown away a lot of things that I don't serve me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
If anything breaks, I throw it away immediately. I don't keep it unless there is an obvious recycling objective for that piece. I send it to the recycling plant, and then I know that somebody else will recycle it. As far as my mindset goes, I'm often reviewing myself and adjusting. And I think that it's important as a mature adult to review the way that you think and throw away old ideas that no longer serve you.
Absolutely.
I think it's fine to admit to it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important. It's all part of the process of learning and growing.
Absolutely. Well, shall we take off or start again at where we took off?
Yes.
Go for it.
Okay. So, well, I was basically just making the point that a lot of people think that manifestation is about thinking with your heart and being in that intuitive, feeling, creative aspect, and that is, but you really do need to bring in the masculine will.
Yeah.
You have to bring that willpower into it, or it just doesn't go anywhere. Now, I've learned a lot about manifestation over the years, and one of the things that they say to do is to write it down every day what you want, or to get up and chant a affirmation about what you want. And that's really great, but if you've got no willpower to get up and do that, you're hard pressed to manifest.
Mm.
So you need to have the two aspects of yourself working together. I mean, what I was talking about before with that corporate mindset of only being in the masculine, you know, that's out of balance. And we can be airy fairy, losing the plot on life as well if we're in the creative aspect as well, you know. So we need to have the balance. We need to have the balance of bringing the two together. And that's when we're really going to find life working much, much better for us, and manifestation is much easier.
Well, thank you for clarifying that. I've had some new insights thanks to what you were saying. I've believed all of that, but on a very piecemeal basis where I've gotten confused at times, and that made it very clear. And folks, if for some reason or other you missed something, you're taking notes, or you wished you were taking notes, you can always go back and listen to the podcast beginning 15 minutes after the show. It's in here for eternity, as long as Blog Talk's around, and every single one of my shows is archived. I have perhaps 300 of them. So, Kat, let's talk about how we can use inspiration to find our personal power.
Okay. So, I meet a lot of people who have no idea who they are, and I get that. I understand that. And I, too, find that I sit there going, who am I? And then I get about and I start to understand who I am again. I think that it's wise, when you're feeling that disconnect, to get into something simple, anything simple that is creative, and allow yourself to get lost in the creativity. So, you know, they've got these adult colouring in books these days. That's a great place to start. Or you can be creative by cooking, or you can be creative by gardening. You can be creative doing just about anything. You know, somebody who's really into computers can be creative by building something on the Space Engineers program. It doesn't really matter where you get your aspect for creativity, but with empowering yourself through inspiration. Because once you get that going, once you get into that aspect of yourself, that's when you start to build and the doors of your mind begin to open and you start to find other things that interest you. And then you start to become curious. And when you're in a state of curiosity, you're coming out of your heart in your mindset. Now, I know I talked about your will and coming out of your heart with your creativity. But I've been showing my spirit guide showed me a while back three aspects to the human, which are quite easily broken up. And the first aspect is the infant self, which is the ego, which is just trying to survive. It's not a baddie. It's not something that we should try and kill or overturn. We wouldn't do that to a young child. we'd want to guide them, we'd want to help them, we'd want to get them to feel in control of their emotions, we'd want to discipline them and give them boundaries. And that's all we need to do with ourselves, with our own ego, is we need to keep it in check, make it feel safe and secure, give it boundaries, and make it feel like it's ready, its tummy's full, it's clean, and it's ready for a sleep. That's what the ego needs. And when we get into that place, then we go into the youth state, which is the heart state that you were talking about, David. And that's the curious state. That there is the state that we really, to have a fulfilled and interesting life, being in that heart state, you can't go wrong. We all know of people who are well into their 90s, traveling the world, getting up to mischief. That's because they're in their heart state.
Mm.
And that is the place that is really going to be the magic. The next state is the adult self, which is the soul. And it, even though it's the adult self, it's the most subtle state. And you could say that it is also the will. But the soul and the ego need to work together to create will, because that ego is so powerful. It is where matter is forming. You know, the baby is formed from matter in the mother's womb. And it comes out expressing ego formally. It is really in that formal state of ego at that time, and it's supposed to be. That's why the mother wakes at 3 a.m. Otherwise, she wouldn't, because the ego is crying, feed me. So you need to be able to say at the one end of the rod is the ego and the other end is the soul, and they meet in the middle, in the heart. And we listen, we quieten the ego, we focus on the heart, and we listen, guidance of the soul. And there, that guidance, it is that subtle voice, it is that quiet voice, but it is that voice that then inspires us. And if we bring all three aspects together, we become empowered. Because remember also that the positive aspect of that ego is that fiery righteous anger, that fiery righteous power. I remember when I was about 27, I got rear-ended by a 4-ton truck, about 2004.
Mm.
My son at the time was 5 years old.
Mm-mm.
And he turned around to the young man who rear-ended us when we were all standing on the street, and he fairly got up him, and he fired at him like a little lion.
Wow.
And that guy was put in his place by a 5-year-old child.
I love it.
And that is the power of the ego. The ego will stand up for itself, and it will say the truth, and it will tell the others, you listen to me, I know the truth, this is my need, and you will do as I say, because this need must be met. And it's fine to be in that righteous, divine ego, as my friend, our friend Jean has pointed out, it is the divine ego. And let's also remember that the universe, we are all part of the universe, so the great spirit of life, or some religious people personify it into calling it a god or a goddess, that there must have ego or we would not. So in the empowerment of ourselves through inspiration, we allow our soul to speak to us by letting the ego feel safe and secure, by self-soothing in positive ways, and by quietening that ego down, but allowing the divine aspect of the ego to feel powerful, to be in control, to empower that divine aspect of our ego, but to quieten the little child within that wants fed, wants clean, and wants soothed. And then we can go into that heart space and allow our curiosity to really shine. And that's where the creative aspect comes through. That's where we really want to grow, and we can hear that inspiration. And the inspiration from the soul, it doesn't just come through words. It depends on who you are. sometimes it comes through pictures, sometimes it comes from music. We'll hear music and we'll become inspired. We can be inspired by other people. The soul will speak to us in many, many different ways. You know, an artist will sit and look out on a landscape to feel inspired because nature is so perfect. So does that wrap it up for you in a nutshell?
Well, it provides me with a lot of food for thought, especially around the ego, because that's been cast as kind of a demon, and I haven't accepted that, but I think you really spelled out how that can be helpful to us, that we can draw power from it, that it not only helps us survive, it helps us be assertive, and it puts us in touch with a certain amount of power that we don't, not the same kind of power we have with our hearts, not that they're not powerful too. But my thinking is this, Kat. I'd like to, if you have more ideas on the subject, I'd like to go until 20 after the hour, then have 25 minutes for callers to comment or questions. And we're not going to be able to get to all of you. Most of you have stayed on the line. We'll probably take 4 or 5 callers. And then Kat will pick somebody at random. She'll either do it on the basis of name, or for those that I haven't talked to, she'll do it on the basis of numbers. And then we'll come back and allow 10 to 15 minutes for that reading, if that's okay with you, Kat. And I think we've lost her again. Okay, folks, that's how we're going to do it. I'm going to play a song by Alba Molina. It's called The Power of Joy, and I will get Kat back again.
I feel the way I'm thinking, and I'm clearly conceiving the power of joy. It's easy and jolly, 'cause life is a party. It turns all the tears to laughter and confusion to solutions. Whoa, like this I want to live. Quite amazing that only I'm raising the power of joy. It's easy and jolly, 'cause life is a party. It turns all the tears to laughter and confusion to solution. Whoa, like this I want to live. Direction to reach with intention, the power of joy. It's easy and jolly, 'cause life is a party. It turns all the tears to laughter and confusion to solution.
Okay, I acted a little impulsively, hadn't lost Kat. Guess there was just a pregnant pause, Kat. Was there anything else you wanted to add? This is confounding. Hold on, folks. There's going to be a special guest who's on the line, Jean Salch. I'm going to have her speak for a minute. Jean, if there's anything you'd like to comment on or add to the discussion, please feel free while I try calling Kat again. Hey,
okay,
Jean.
Hi, David. Hi, hon.
Take it away, darling.
Alrighty, and we're holding the energy to get Kat back here as quickly as possible. I've been listening in, and I love everything that Kat has been sharing, and I also agree with everything that she has been saying. And I would like to add some other ways that you can enhance your personal power. One of the things that I share with people quite often is when you feel that you have lost your power to another human being or because of a thought that has occurred, that has happened as a result of something in a previous experience. And what I suggest is breathing in your power. If you breathe in your power 7 times, and if you know where your chakras are, you can intend that power into each chakra. And that is a good way to take back your personal power initially. And also, I would suggest, along with Kat, on meditation to really connect with your inner self, is go very deep, as Kat is also suggesting, and I also suggest and word it as your true core self. We all word it differently, but I believe that she's referring to the true core self within the heart. And I love about balancing the masculine, because there's lots of times when I'm giving talks, I say that it is important to balance both those masculine and feminine sides within us. Because if you believe in reincarnation, we have carried over lots of trapped energies from different incarnations in different bodies. And that can also interfere with your personal power. So I hear that David is back. So David, take it away.
Well, aren't you intuitive? Yes, I am. Maybe you heard heavy breathing or exhaling smoke. I must confess I'm back to smoking, folks. Say a prayer for me. At any rate, Kat, did you hear any of that? Would you like to comment? And then, Jean, if you have any questions or comments for Kat, feel free. We're going to move into that segment of the show, and then we will finally end with a reading.
I didn't hear enough of what Jean said to be able to make a comment.
Jean, do you have a comment or question for Kat?
Basically, I was agreeing with what you were saying, and the only thing I really added, Kat, was for people to enhance their personal power, they can breathe back their power into their chakras, or 7 times if they don't know where their chakras are, when they have any thoughts that slip them out of that, being in the moment of the heart space in what you're talking about and keeping the balance with the masculine will and the feminine will, right?
Yes.
Am I correct in that?
Breathing is, yes, I agree. Breathing is so important. And keeping yourself in center is really, really important. I totally agree. And that's where Kriya Yoga can really come in, and their breathing technique, which I'm not mastered at, but the aspect of breathing deeply into your body, holding it, and then breathing out and holding it for a few seconds. And with Kriya Yoga, you breathe in for 3, hold for 3, breathe out for 3, and then you slowly increase as you can hold it, you know, with your lung capacity. And by doing that, in that time between the breathing in and the breathing out, is when you can really, really feel the centeredness and the connection with the Great Spirit becomes stronger and stronger. And so, therefore, the voice of your soul can become louder and louder. It's quite an interesting thing to follow up on if anyone's interested in Kriya Yoga. I really encourage them. Self-Realization Fellowship by Paramahansa Yogananda is a place to start if you're looking at that.
Kat, quick question. If people want to find you on Facebook, is that something you're open to? And if so, how do they find you?
Yes, you can find me on Facebook at Kat Edwards, Kat with a C, C-A-T. You can see me there. At the moment, I've got a Christmas profile with me and two of my small children. And you can connect with me on Messenger. And I also have a page, Kat Edwards, Life Coach and Spiritual Mentor. And for anybody who's connected with me over the phone or the internet, who's had a meaningful connection, I invite you to join my club, which is called the Enlightened Meow Club. And I don't email market people. I just have people in the club and I tell them what I'm doing and they talk to me back, and it's a direct communication with people, and I much prefer to do that. So that's how you can get in contact with me.
Perfect. Jean, let me ask you a question. Speaking of questions, do you have one for Kat?
Yes, I do, regarding the numerology. I also love working with numerology and wondering if when you're doing your online workshop that is coming up, I thought this was a good question to toss out to ask you in case any of your students might be wondering too. Will you also be incorporating teachings of the Fibonacci numbers?
Okay,
oh, no,
we lost her again. I'm going to try something else. Jean, please keep talking.
Okay. I'm not an expert at numerology, so you, Kat, is the person. I just dabble with it. But I do play around with it, and I do know that there are powerful energies in the number 3, 6, and 9. So if you were going to do some form of manifesting or declaration for yourself, such as trying to quit smoking, you might want to do it on a day that is a 3 or a 6 or a 9. So I was just curious on that was Kat, because like I said, even though I dabble in it, just like I dabble in astrology, I'm not an expert at it. But I do like working with those numbers. And I do know that, excuse me, I'm sorry, I'm getting lost here. I don't want to really talk about numerology that much because I don't know that much about it. And Kat is the expert. So why don't we go back to me mentioning some more personal things that you can do to help you for inspiration. One of the things that I like to remind myself when I want to sit down and work in my mandala coloring books, or maybe I want to work with my watercolors or my paints or my sewing, I will into the little child within me. And because I'm a woman, a female, I ask my little girl if she wants to come up to the surface and create with me and play. And it's really fun to do that, because what I have learned when I do that is it enhances my creativity. Not coming from a religious statement at all, but Jesus said to be like children. And I believe what he meant by that is create the way children create, with no boundaries, no lines. Love the way children love. Forgive the way children love. Right? I mean, forgive the way children forgive, right? David.
We're back.
Yay.
Don't pay attention to 10 seconds, folks. We're going until 9 o'clock Eastern time tonight. We might even go a couple minutes past that. I'd like to get to all of you to make a question or comment, as long as you do it briefly before we do the reading. Jean, ask your question. Kat didn't get it.
Okay, Kat, my question was this. For the people that are listening now and in the future, your numerology workshop that you are offering, will you also be touching on the subject of the Fibonacci numbers?
Oh.
Explain, please.
No, we're going to let Kat explain.
Okay.
Because she's the expert.
You put me on the spot, Jean.
I didn't mean to. It wasn't me. You want to know who did it? It was Cynthia.
Oh, I don't know. I couldn't hear you then, so I don't know who did it.
It was Cynthia. Go ahead.
Was it? The Fibonacci. Yeah. See, well, that is something that I can see I can work with across the board with teaching meditation as well as using it in numerology because of the unfoldment of the numbers in the Fibonacci code. It's quite an interesting sequence, the way that it works, and it actually... It's a slice. If you look at it, as a 1D drawing or 2D drawing, it's actually this a spiral. If you were to look at that, imagine that spiral in 3D and it's upright in front of you, it would look like a vortex. And then if we were to look at that vortex and we were to put a person inside of it, we could see how the energy moves up and around us. And that is actually the key to so much energy movement in the universe, in fact, everything. And then if we were to expand on that vortex and to draw it out, we would be looking at the flower of life. So it's really crossing a lot of subjects, the Fibonacci code. Numerologically, it's divine. It's the perfect code for life, for the unfoldment of life and the way that nature unfolds. So, yeah, that's food for thought, actually, Jean. I think I probably must put it in now. Not probably must. I must put it in now
or
into the course.
Or if not, put it in your second series. Put it, add it, do a second workshop with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's probably going to be needed in a more advanced aspect. But it's funny that you've asked me about it because it's something that I was working with not knowing that it had actually been out there a long time. Spirit had just shown me how to work with it. And I was working with it ignorant to the Fibonacci code being written down somewhere. And then I came across it and went, oh, my God, oh, you know, and that was a while back.
Well,
and here
let me interrupt.
It's being mentioned again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, ladies. I wanted to mention that Jean Salch, who's been carrying the ball when I've been recontacting Kat, Jean will be on February 1st. And if you want to check out her website in advance, it is Jean, J-E-A-N, of DivineHealing.com. Jean of DivineHealing.com. Thank you, Jean.
Thank you, David. Thank you, Kat.
Thanks, Jean.
Okay, now I'm going to move on to people for questions and comments. I ask that you keep this short. 1 minute question, and I don't want to put the onus on you, Kat, but I'm suggesting about a 2 minute response. If that works for you. Our first caller is
okay.
Wendy. 1 minute, Wendy. Keep it brief, please. Go ahead.
Thank you. Am I asking a psychic question?
No, you're asking a question related to the discussion or to make a comment.
Okay. Well, I am into numerology very strongly, and I particularly like the number 2 and number 3 and number 8 and number 7. I don't think it's by chance. I don't want to give out my phone number, but Dave, you see my phone number. And and also, I believe with me and manifesting, sometimes I have done things out of sheer will, and because I know that there is a higher power in charge, and that is God, of course. So I do believe in everything that you're talking about.
That's fantastic, Wendy. Thanks for that comment. And it's interesting that you're interested in 2, 3, 8, and 7. Of course, 2 is a really inspired number. It's an inspirational number. And it's a number that works with bringing the two divine aspects of masculine and feminine together, which is what we've been talking about when it comes to inspirational power. But 7 is also a very spiritual number, but 7's on the other aspects, and it works with divine will, and it works with spiritual power as well, and it's on the analytical aspects because it brings all the numbers together up to that point, and it thinks deeply about what's next. So I think that's really interesting that you brought those two numbers into the conversation. So thanks for that comment, and it's really great to hear that it resonates with you.
It does.
Okay, Wendy, thank
God
you very much for your. What's that?
I said, God bless you.
Oh, God bless you too, Wendy. I appreciate your input. Just to let you know, Kat, we've had a change in the numbers. The one that you were looking at has disappeared, and her second choice was 515. So I just wanted to give that person a heads up, and I'm going to you right now, not for the reading, but for a question or comment. Brief, please. And what is your first name, please?
Jennifer.
Jennifer, hi there. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Great. Thank you for asking. Go ahead and ask your question or make your comment.
So I am interested in numerology. I'm wondering, why do I always see my birthday everywhere? Is that typical to see a significant number for someone?
If you're seeing your birthday... Well, if you're seeing your birth date, then you're on track with whatever you're doing in your life. What a significant number like that would be saying to you is, keep going, you're on track, keep going, you're on track, keep going, you're on track.
Okay.
If you stop seeing it and it becomes obvious you're stopping seeing it, you need to start saying to yourself, am I on track still? And review everything that you're doing, review your life, start making some decisions that feel like they're back on track, and then you'll find you'll probably start seeing your birth date again. That's the way that the universe speaks to us, and in particular for you, it's obviously your birthday is the number that's important, that your guides know is really going to take you your conscious attention. Yes, it's interesting, isn't it, how it works?
Yeah, it is. It's uncanny sometimes.
Well, thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you.
And please stay on the line. We're coming back to you, okay?
Great, thank you.
You're welcome. Area code 219 is next, and you are live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, my first name is Liz.
Liz, hi there. Thank you for hanging in there with us and all the little technical difficulties.
Not a problem. Yes, I have a question.
Do you have a question or comment?
A question. 2019, what, they say, personal year is it, or what does it add up to? Like,
well,
I know they have different. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. 2019 adds up to a 12, and then 1 and 2 is 3. So it's a 3-year. A lot of people are talking about it being the year of the Trinity. And the Trinity, for me, is the Great Spirit, the Divine Masculine, and the Divine Feminine. Of course, the Great Spirit of Life is androgynous. It holds Divine Masculine, Divine Feminine, and neither within it. But if we look at the actual number 2019, we have the 2, which means we have duality, and that's going to be there for the next 1,000 years. So we're always going to have the dual aspect of light and dark, masculine and feminine, playing out over the next 2,000 years, and we need to find balance. And so that's what's going to happen in the greater tribe of the humans. The one, because we're in the teens at the moment within this 100 years, the one aspect is talking about the individual and leadership as well, and making headways and doing, striving and doing things first. So you'll find that a lot of people are being very inventive, they're very creative, they're very much focused on taking ownership and empowerment and leadership over their own lives. And the 9, of course, is the ending. And because we have a cycle of 9, it's the last number. It's the finalization. A lot of things are going to be finalized this year too. You'll find a lot of loose ends are going to be finalized this year. But it's also, in a higher level, it's the number of compassion and humanitarianism. And let's really focus on humanity as a whole, focusing on being in balance, being in leadership and empowerment for the sake of humanitarianism and compassion, because that is really what's going to turn this year into something that will be great. That is what's going to turn this year into a magical year, because if we are in that state of higher compassion and humanitarianism, we can turn around to our fellow human beings, our sisters and our brothers, and say, I'm sorry, I love you. And the Hawaiians have got that down pat. I thank you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you. The Ho'oponopono, it is a magical, amazing thing to say. And if we can all focus on that, then we can get on with it. In the 12-3 aspect, of course, we've got the subtle vibration of the 1 and the 2, which make the 12. The 1, again, is that leadership number. It's that striving for a better position, striving to be free. It's a freedom number. It's why people who are in their teens are rebels, because they want self-express. And with the 2, we're looking at balance. So we're looking at self-expression, leadership, empowerment, looking to create something new, looking to strive forward. But we're also looking for balance, and we're getting that inspiration through the 2, because the 2 brings in the divine feminine and masculine and brings in that inspiration with the 1. And the coupling of the 2 with the 1 makes the 3, and the 3 is the creative, communicative number. 3 is about parties, it's about good times, it's about fellowship, it's about love. 3 is the number of the mother and the father coming together. They make the child, brings in the 3. And that 3, they then focus on that child and they put their love and their devotion into it. And they endure the infancy, and they bring that child up into a happy, beautiful state. That's the ultimate way. And so the 3 brings through that communication of love, that communication of creativity, and that communication of wonder and magic. And that's why we want to have good times. That's why we want to party. That's why we want to love each other and have so much good times with our friends. So I think this year, 2019, can be a year of great strive for humanity. If we all get it together, we all love each other. We love ourselves. Yeah. Sorry, that was probably a bit more than 2 minutes.
Thank you. Perfect. Liz, thank you for listening tonight and offering your question to Kat. I invite everybody, I'm moving on to area code 770 in just a minute. I invite everybody to stay on the show till the end, because whether or not you're chosen, you will have an opportunity to experience Kat's reading. And if you like what she's saying, consider doing life coaching with her. And with that said, I'm going to move on to area code 770. God bless you, Liz. You're muted right now. Area code 770, what is your first name, please?
Hi, David. My first name is Maddie.
Hi, Maddie. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. I know now that my personal number for 2019 is 22, and I would like to know, I kind of understand what the 2 is all about. You just explained that, but what is the 0 about?
Zero is the number of the Great Spirit. It's the perfection of everything coming into completion. It's the beginning and the end. It's everything and nothing. It is matter and it is spirit all in one. So whenever there is a zero that comes up in your numbers, it is the unlimited potential of the Great Spirit working with you. Does that make sense?
It does. It does make sense, yes. Okay. So now, okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a brief follow-up?
Yeah, so when...
Do you have a brief follow-up, Maddie?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Oh, I just wondered if you had a brief follow-up. That was a short and sweet communication. If there's something else you'd like to...
She kind of explained it for me for the zero, because I added it up. I said, I'm a 20 this year. I'm a 22, and I say, now what does the zero mean? Okay. So she says Great Spirit, or it could be nothing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you for...
I greatly
putting
appreciate
that word. Yeah.
Thanks,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. We appreciate you being on the line tonight. Hang in there and listen to the rest of the show if it pleases you. Moving on to area code 203. And I think that's Maine. Do I have Maine on the line?
No, actually it's Connecticut.
Ah, Connecticut. What's your first name, please?
It's Gail.
Hi, Gail.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Fine. I do quite a bit of work in the numbers, but I also associate them with, because I tend to be outdoors driving around a lot, so I end up with animals that show up at the same time or around the same time. So I usually have been getting, lately I've been getting the 222s, 444s, and, you know, aside from the 1111s, but usually the hawks or an eagle will show up. I've had numerous occasions of eagles showing up quite a few times now, and I just was wondering if you had any thought on that.
Yeah, so obviously eagles, hawks, they're all birds of prey, and they're solitary birds, but they're top of the food chain birds as well. And so it's really talking to you about being a leader and taking strives in your own life to be empowered and in that leadership position in your life. And I don't know you. I don't know what's going on in your life, but I can tell you that whenever you're constantly seeing a certain type of animal, and in particular you're seeing birds of prey, then the message is to take control, be a leader, and stand your ground. It's also, you know, the eyesight of one of these animals is incredible. So it's seeing the bigger picture and really thinking deeply and looking with your own inner eye and your own critical thinking. It's looking deeply into the bigger picture and seeing the subtleties and seeing the little ways things are playing out and seeing the games that people play and who's who's being what character, and really being aware of what is being played out before you. You know, Shakespeare said all the world's a stage and all the people are players. So what is being played out before you? Standing back, like the eagle does. An eagle can see a vole, which is tiny. From way, way up in the heavens, an eagle can see this tiny animal, and then it can hold itself very, very carefully and dart down and dive bomb this thing, catch it without crashing, bounce off the ground, and fly off. That's incredible. Like, we couldn't do that. We just plummet to our death. But an eagle has precision. An eagle can see everything, and it can see its prey very carefully because it looks from above. So I think, you know, the obvious thing, taking leadership in your life and all of that is, you know, that's there. But also, let's look at this bigger picture. Let's see what's really going on. Bide our time, hold back, wait for the right moment, and then pounce. And you'll find that it'll be clean, and you'll be able to move off very quickly. And that's what you want. Whatever you're needing to go in for, you need it to be strike while the iron's hot, make it clean, and get going. Make a clean getaway as well. And you'll find that things will start to really, really roll with that eagle energy that you've got. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Very much. Very clear. Thank you.
Thank you, Gail.
Thank you.
Appreciate the question. God bless. Okay, folks, we're going to go to the reading. But before I say that, don't hang up yet. Listen to the reading and take it into your hearts and consider that Kat is a very talented person. I know I've had readings that you may want to see based on this reading, if that's something you'd like to pursue, at katedwardsclairvoyant.com or to do life coaching. She's very qualified to do that. She has a diploma in life coaching. And as you can tell, she's a very wise soul. So the lucky person is Jennifer, and again, I want to invite all of you to participate in Free Spirits Healing Circle this Sunday, and Jean Selch is going to be on hand, and either she or I will flip a coin, we'll do the meditation, but she certainly will do it in the future if I win. Okay, Jennifer, you're live.
Hi.
Hi, Jennifer. So do you have a question for me? You've got the reading.
Yeah. I guess I have a question. You know, I'm single. I would like to be in a committed, stable relationship, you know, marriage eventually. I thought I met a person, I met a person that I thought I had a real connection with. I thought he was a twin flame, even our birth dates are kind of interesting. I'm not sure of that anymore. So if you have any insight.
Okay. All right. Now, just because you meet somebody and you have a big connection and, you know, there's a correlation with birthdays, some things seem to line up, doesn't mean they aren't going to be the right person. It could be that they're a practice person. And I think a lot of people get caught up on, we've got this amazing connection. Yeah, okay, great. But is life going in parallel? And do they have habits that you really want to have in your life? Is this person, can you grumble for yourself and move on? Or, you know, in regards to those habits, or is this going to just jack you off day in, day out and just make you cheesed off? So, because sometimes what we end up having is a connection with somebody who is just someone we've met multiple lifetimes, you know, we just keep meeting them. And they're like, you know, a great buddy and a great pal. And we don't realize that that's really all they are. So I've pulled some cards for you, and they're talking about having some faith and having some patience. And they're also talking about you feeling at peace within yourself, and that now's the time for you to move forward, and but to keep protecting yourself. So I feel like your gut instinct around this relationship is right, and that this person is somebody to explore a friendship with and to get to know deeper before you really decide whether or not you want to make that life choice to go into a relationship with them. Does that make sense to you?
Is this a new person or the person that I was thinking was my person?
Well, I'm focusing on the person that you brought up.
I haven't spoken to him in about a year. We've never took it past the friendship level. Because of boundaries, you know. He's not my usual type, and I questioned his intentions. There is a strong connection. However, I think he's been hurt quite a bit and can't handle a serious relationship, only casual surface. So I never crossed that line with him, even though there was this strong
connection. Well, someone that brought up tonight. Because of the way that you asked the question, I thought that he was someone you were thinking about, and I agree with you. I don't think that you should go any further with him other than a friendship and explore that friendship and really consider whether or not you would want to go into a lifetime partnership with this person. I think at the moment you're going into a period of time where you're getting stronger in yourself, and there's new things growing for you in your career and in your own life choices that are more focused on you and less focused on outside influences. And I'm also seeing that you're actually going into a period of time where things are going to be fairly smooth for you. So, and that's good. That's like a rest period. We need that. You know, that's a positive thing. So I'd encourage you to really dive deeper into who you are and enjoy who you are. Because there isn't anything more attractive than a positive, self-confident person who's doing what they want to do in life. That really is the way to go. And the more that you're like that, the more attractive you are to other people, but also the wiser you are to the tricksters and the people who want to hold you back. And so I want to encourage you to keep going forward in your project and to take the time out to have this smooth period, this period where you're just enjoying life and just rolling with it. Relax, chill out, be with your friends, enjoy that. There's time for a new partner, and I do feel like a new partner will come, but I really feel like you're somebody who thinks carefully, and that's an asset. That's a really big asset. Mm-hmm. Some people just throw themselves into things and regret it later. I don't feel that that's the sort of person that you are.
No. Do you see me? One of my dilemmas is, do I stay where I'm at with my job and where I live, or do I take a leap of faith and move across to Europe and try and find a job there? I haven't bought a new house since I sold my last one, so I'm really debating, should I buy something and stick around here, or should I try some new venture?
Right. Well, you really are at a crossroads in your life, aren't you?
Yeah,
you can see how a relationship would not fit in to your life at the moment. It just wouldn't work out. because you're not in a place where you're feeling stable. You want to make a change. I think you need to take some time to contemplate your decision. I'm a guidance style reader. I'm not somebody who tells people what to do. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you that I do see a period of time for you where you need to relax and you really need to focus on what's going to make you happy and what is going to make you feel empowered. And are you feeling empowered where you're at here in your life in the USA? Or do you feel like you can make a positive difference in your life in Europe? So these are questions that only you can answer. But I really feel that you have to accept that this is going to take up. I think that you're going to need a period of two. So I'm being shown 2 days, weeks, months before you really come to a place within yourself where you've made this decision. I don't see you staying where you're at. And I do see you going and working with people that you can help in a greater capacity than what you can do now. And if that means going to Europe where you can help people, then that's where you're going to be. Because what I feel is that you're striving to help, and you also need to be, I'm just trying to find the right words. You need some credit in that help. You need to feel like you're wanted and that you are somebody who is going to be accepted as well. And I don't know if that's really happening for you where you're at and if that's really something that's driving you to wanting to make the move, is having that acceptance and that love back, And there is a more, you know, some of these Northern European countries do focus more on humanitarianism, and that might really speak to your soul. You know, Norway and places like that really do. They really focus on rehabilitation and humanitarianism. With they have a very low recidivancy. I know I didn't say that word properly, where people go back into jail. I can never pronounce that word properly. They have a very low result of that because of the way that they treat people. They understand that people make mistakes. And I think that this is something that will, I'm not saying you're going to go in the prison system. It's just that that's a snapshot of the way that they think. They do have higher taxes, but then they pay that back to the people in the social services with medical help and with other, you know, dental and other things that people receive for free when they walk into the hospital system. So I think that you really need to consider it as deeply. And I keep pulling cards that are on the one aspect, they're showing you feeling like you're left out in the cold and you're feeling alone, and that you're needing to make this decision. And on the aspect, on the other aspect, you're really wanting to just be happy. So I always encourage people to choose happiness. Go where it feels like it's sunshine. And if your happiness is where you can help people and be the most effective, that's where you need to go.
It's funny that you say that, because one thing that I would love to do is work with, like, the International Criminal Court, or working with, you know, refugees. I've worked with refugees before, but I want to be able to know that my time, the time that I spend going in every day is doing good for, you know, something greater than myself. And I don't get that with where I work. Now it's almost expected not to work, and I am very bored.
Yeah,
and I feel frustrated that I am not using my time wisely where I'm currently at, and in the culture that's there. So yeah, you hit that spot on.
Yeah, your soul's not smiling.
Your soul needs to smile, which is why you're looking to another place. And, you know, that I feel, and I'm certainly not being negative towards the USA, but I would say this, and I can say this for my own country too, when people from a country, whether it's Australia or the USA, feel that they want to move to another country because that's where their soul sings, then the country that they are from has lost out, and they need to consider why. Why are these people moving away? What are we doing wrong?
Mm-hmm.
How can we improve so that we can keep our stars here? Because you're a shining star, and you don't want to stay where you're at because you don't feel like you can improve because no one will let you. Help me help you. You're saying that, and they're not. They're saying we don't want you to help us help ourselves. And that's a great sadness. That's a great thing. It happens here in Australia, especially with people in the arts and inventors. They end up having to go away because we've got the tall poppy syndrome here, and which means we cut a lot of people cut people who shine down and try and make them into some level of, you know, they cut the grass down so it's all the same level playing field, but then you're cutting down the stars. And it's the same. That's what I'm seeing with you. I'm seeing you as somebody who's shining, who's got a lot to offer the world, got a lot to offer your fellow country people, and you're not getting it. You're not getting that back.
No.
So serve you the greater humanity.
And I definitely feel that with my boss, that she just cuts me down in lots of ways. Almost to the point where it's like questioning my sanity.
That sounds a bit like a narcissist. If you're starting to question your sanity, that sounds like, and I don't know the whole story, but that's sending off alarm bells within me, and that makes me want to ask you to do some research on gaslighting and narcissistic bosses. And make that plan. It's the period of two that I'm talking about. The period of two I'm talking about is 2 days to make the decision. Make it. Either at least just get out of the situation you're in. Make a plan. I'd never encourage people to just quit on the spot.
Sure.
Rather, I encourage people to make a plan. Because
I know she's a narcissist. She's a liar. I've caught her in lies. There's been an investigation at work, which spawned a second investigation because HR also believes she lied about an incident that happened. And that's kind of wrapping up that second investigation about her. So I'm really I'm trying to figure out is she going to leave? And then that will give me, it'll be a better environment for me to get my ducks in a row. With them paying for some education before I leave, or is it better just to not plan on staying around because she'll still be here? Does that make sense?
I've just done some muscle testing on that, so I make sure that I'm not interfering with the message I'm getting, and I feel that you need to make plans of your own.
So they're going to keep her.
I feel like the culture there is part of the problem. And I feel like you need to make plans of your own. You know, we can be loyal to a company or we can be loyal to our career. And, you know, because companies go out of business, but your career is your asset, and it's as big of an asset as your health, and actually your health is a bigger asset. But be loyal to your career first, and then you'll find your happiness that way.
And I think that's a good place to leave it, Jennifer.
Yes.
Thank you so
much.
Thank
you very much. Thank
And you
know, I really
folks,
appreciate
it. We had over half of you that stayed in for the whole show. Thank you so much. That means a lot to me, and I trust it does to you, Kat.
Yes, it does. Thank you. And thanks for putting up with all the technical difficulties.
Yeah.
There's something going on there.
Yes.
So I appreciate people sticking around.
Okay. Well, folks, KatEdwardsClairvoyant.com is the way to get in touch with her. She will be on the show again in 3 or 4 months. And I thank you all and wish you God bless and a good night. Take care, everybody. Thank you, Jean.